So I've been into journaling since, I want to say, the age of 10. Been journaling since the age of 10. I've got a huge bookcase with like a stack of journals. Okay. So I kind of wanted my blog to reflect like a personal diary. So my readers will get an insight into my life and what I do, what tips I could give out that could potentially help someone else. So I wanted to kind of create that space of giving people a chance to look into my life, because even though the idea of being a model is like great, like I've got other aspects to me other than just being a model. So I didn't want that to just become like my only label. I want to still be able to give tips.
Hello everyone, hope you're doing well, hope you're looking after yourselves. We're back with another episode of The Student Guide, back in a new place, and with a new episode and a new guest speaker. There's a few differences, as you can see. I don't know where it is on the laptop. Hopefully, I'm close to pointing to it somewhere. Here it is. We've got a new sticker because we've got a new logo, and we're going to be doing some new stuff to celebrate not only passing 2 years, but also to celebrate Pick Up The Mic, so keep an eye out for that. And also, because we're coming up for our first podcast, The Student Guide, we're coming up to our 50th episode, we will be doing something special. So yeah, keep an eye out for that on our socials, and yeah, you guys all know that is Pick Up The Mic Network on Instagram. But yeah, we're going to dive into the episode. And as I always say, I will never give guest speakers justice. I won't be able to tell you, you know, the honest truth about them. So I always leave that to the guest speakers themselves. So I'm going to hand over to our guest speaker for today, who's an incredible person, but she'll be able to tell you all the wonderful things that she's done. So Asha, could you just tell us a bit more about you?
Hello. So I'm Asha. I'm 20 years old, and I was born in Birmingham and raised in Leicester. I still live in Leicester. I'm commuting at the minute for work. So I'm a model. I'm a full-time model. And I'm also I've just started out my own blog, which is a personal blog. I come from an Indian and Mauritian background, and I'm one out of four siblings. I have a twin brother and two older sisters.
Okay, so you're the youngest.
I'm the youngest.
Well, I can say from someone who's literally in the same situation with, we're in a family of four siblings, and I'm the youngest. There are some perks.
We have great perks. Yes. I will never swap that.
Honestly, no, it's so true. But yeah, let's go into the first official question, which I think is it's a very nice one, and a very funny one, because I literally asked your sister about this before we started recording. So I'll just, yeah, let's see if the answers line up. But it's basically, how would you say your family and friends would describe you in three words?
I'd say, they usually say humorous. I come out with crazy things sometimes. I'm very inspirational. They always say that to me. And I'm also they always say I'm full of life. So I'm quite a free soul, very free spirit.
I can say that is what her sister said. So I promise. yeah, it's clear to see that, yeah, you do incredible work. And like I mentioned when we sort of got in touch about the episode, that I read your blog. It's very impactful. We're going to dive into that a bit more. But yeah, you're sharing really great things for young people. Well, not even just young people, I'd say. For anyone who's sort of interested in learning more about ways they can develop themselves and learn about, I guess, you know, self-love, yes. Which is, yeah, the most important thing ever.
It's very important. Really? So important.
Definitely. But yeah, let's go into our next question, which is what inspired you to get into modelling? Because as you mentioned, you're a model.
Yes.
And yeah, I think for a lot of people, they'd like to know, like, where was that always the dream? Did you always think about that? I think an interesting aspect of your story is that you didn't go to university.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of young people, especially now, where it almost seems like if you want a job, you better have a degree to back it up. It'll be interesting to know, like, was that always the plan? Did you always envision yourself becoming a model?
Not actually at all. I've not got that typical book story, magazine idea of it. I actually was always into sports growing up, so I just have little dreams that I'd be an Olympic gymnast. I thought I'd make it to the Olympics, and then actually my sister crushed my dream. She said, "You're too tall to be a gymnast." So I was like, ruined it. But so I'd actually seen a friend. She had just started modelling herself with a small agency back in my hometown, Leicester, And I'd always see her pictures cropping up, and I thought, oh, that looks really cool. I think one day I must have said to my mom, like, Mom, I want to try it out. And we'd always been told growing up, like, get into modelling, get the twins into modelling. And I think one day we just decided to do it. And I'd signed with a local agency in Leicester. So we used to do things like catwalk shows. And I absolutely loved the classes. I used to look forward to doing it every week. I was so dedicated to it. And then I think after about 2 years with them, I hadn't got any work through them. Okay. So I didn't really know too much about modelling. I just had a slight little, like, my toe dipped in that aspect there. And then I decided, let me take it further. So I started to apply to different agencies in Manchester and London, from which I'd found my first agency. I was with them for about 4 years. I spent about a year on a development board, which is where you don't really get work, you're just looking at building your book up. So I signed with them when I think I was about 15 years old.
Wow.
Okay. So about 15, so I was still at school. Really difficult thing to do when you're at school. And then I think what happened was I started to pick up work with them. I started to pick up incredible jobs. Whenever I'd be on set, it'd give me this like burning desire to just continue and just keep going for it. Absolutely loved it. And since then, I decided to try and push my career further. So I'm now signed in London. I've been doing modelling for about 5 years now, wow. So a while. And I'd say I've been about full-time for just over a year, which is amazing. It's great and absolutely love it. So yeah, I never really had that idea of becoming a model. But since the age of 15, when I started, I knew like that is exactly what I wanted to go into. This is the exact career that I've wanted to push myself into. So I just fall forward and I've just like trusted the process. I'm just going with it.
That's incredible. Yeah, it's not one of the questions that I've got, but it's a question I'd like to ask. What's been your favourite moment of your career?
Oh, this is such a difficult one. This is such a difficult one. Goodness. I want to say, I've actually written a blog on this, which is funny
nice.
Now. So there's a blog that's come out about my model journey, and I've kind of got my three favourite shoots. I'd say I can't really pick my favourite, but I can say a highlight. One highlight has definitely been a campaign I did for G-Shock ex Heisler Biotti. So I was taken away to Wales for about 2 days. We had a production van come and pick us up from London, so I had to travel to London, had a van take us down to Wales, longest drive, but the team were great. It was me and another boy, and it was February, Wales, freezing cold, absolutely freezing. And of course, it was like an earthware kind of vibe. So we were on the most incredible sets, natural sets. We had to do one scene on a massive mountain with the sunset, and I had to hold like a little fire stick in my hand and like walk around with it. It was really amazing. So I'd say that was probably my favorite. It was more of a, on the outside, it looked very glamorous. When you're there, we were stuck in the freezing cold, so cold. Trying to do our best and perform, but I feel like even though it was so difficult, it was one of them moments that you just turn into and you look back on and you're like, that was so much fun. That was great. So definitely probably that one that kind of sticks out to me.
Oh no, that's really great. And yeah, the reason why I asked that is because I think especially with different career paths, sometimes people feel like, you know, especially ones where like with modelling, it's like you said, like it's a lot of work, there's a lot that goes into the shoots and sort of assembling the sets, and like you said, with a focus on sustainability being so sort of prevalent in every sort of career path, it's having like natural sets, it takes a lot of time, but like you said, it's incredible work. But yeah, I think for audience, I just wanted to share it because it's always nice to show that with different career paths there's always moments. But like I said, these guys know I'm the worst when it comes to pick one thing. But yeah, I would say like that's why stuff like this is really good, because you get to see your development over time, and it's nice to, like you said, show off that in different career paths there are those moments where yes, it is tough, but yes, you also enjoyed it and had such an amazing experience.
Definitely.
But yeah, let's go on to the blog. We've been talking about it for ages. Yes, so for anyone who doesn't know, Asha has a blog. I read, and I've probably got the title of this wrong, but it was the one that you did about the breakup one. And that was the first one I read, and I think personally that was very impactful. I think it was really nice because of how honest you were in it, but also the tips that you were sharing, the advice you were giving.
Yeah.
Essentially, I just wanted to ask, why did you start the blog? Because I think for a lot of people who, you know, who want to start blogs or even start anything, there was always that sort of like thought in your head that, oh, like, will people like it? Should I even be doing it? Am I an expert in even what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, what, why did you decide to start your blog?
So, goodness, so I've been into journaling since, I want to say, the age of 10.
Hmm.
Been journaling since the age of 10. I've got a huge bookcase with, like, a stack of journals.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted my blog to reflect, like, a personal diary.
Hmm.
So my readers will get an insight into my life and what I do, what tips I could give out that could potentially help someone else.
Hmm.
So I wanted to kind of create that space of giving people a chance to look into my life, because even though the idea of being a model is like great, like I've got other aspects to me other than just being a model.
Mm.
So I didn't want that to just become like my only label. I want to still be able to give tips. I'm very particular with my morning routines and like my mental health and things like that. And I feel like a lot of people, I've had some lovely messages that the blog has helped them. And that's kind of why I set it up in the first place. So I wanted it to be a reflection of kind of like I'm write my, each blog will be like what I'd write in my diary.
Okay.
And I'd tell my diary about it. So I thought if it's something that could potentially help other people, then absolutely, I will put it out there. I'll kind of give other people the opportunity to do it. And also I feel like it's quite a nice thing to look back on. So of course you have your private, journals and stuff, but at least maybe, you know, I don't know which way tech's going nowadays, 20 years time, I could look back on my website and be like, wow, like that's how things were back then.
Mm.
So yeah, I feel like my blog obviously has different sections. It has my model section. It has my like fashion section, my travel, my lifestyle section. So it's got all different bits. And I feel like I want people to really get a gist of me as a person and not just the image that, say, gets brought out to you just over social media and Instagram and things like that.
Wow, that's really impactful because, yeah, like you said, sometimes people see posts of individuals and their models or celebrities or influencers. And like you said, people don't necessarily know the person.
Yeah.
And I think that's really impactful because you're sort of, like you said, you're sharing bits of yourself with the public, which is really nice. But also, I think it's really important because, like you said, that track record, because, you know, we've mentioned it before in the podcast that our first episode, we all didn't like. And it wasn't because it was necessarily, like, bad or we hated it, but it was just, we find it funny how, because when we recorded, we started recording with no, there was no video, it was over lockdown, we were all just in our own homes, and we were just like, let's just try this. So for 40 minutes, we just recorded ourselves, just talking about a topic, and the person who hosted that episode, Samuel, he did an amazing job, he had all this research stuff, but I think because none of us had ever done anything like it before, we were all just like, oh, well, you know, like, let's just see how it goes. So yeah, we look back on that, and we find it super awkward. But like you said, it's great to see how, as a team, but also as individuals, we sort of grown and developed. So I've said, like, one thing I've always loved about the podcast is I have learned more about different fields and people than I would have if I never did it. I don't know any models. I didn't know anything about modeling.
Yeah.
But through this episode, I know a bit more. So yeah, I think that's the impactful thing about having pieces of media that you actually use to share your journey, because it's going to lead on to the next question. Mental health is really important to us at Pick Up the Mic, and we love to share resources that can support your mental health. And that's why we are so glad to have today's sponsor. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this video. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get you started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whether it's via text, chat, phone, or video call. You can message your therapist at any time and schedule live appointments when it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't right for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist at no additional charge. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom-picked for you. More scheduling flexibility and at an affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/pickupthemic. I've also linked them down below in the description. So again, that's betterhelp.com/pickupthemic, M-I-C, and start your journey today. I've planned it perfectly, so I won't excuse it. Because the next question is, as a part of the theme that we've been doing for this series, which sort of just came out of a conversation that happened earlier this year, and it was all about the idea that everyone sometimes feels like failure is like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, if you fail, if something doesn't go all your way, you can't sort of bounce back from that. You can't sort of overcome it. Which leads into the question, which is, what's been the most difficult time in your life that you've managed to pick yourself up from? Because I think for our audience, but also, like I was saying before, about sort of sharing pieces of your life and sort of giving information on that sense, is it so impactful for people to see that you've developed and you've grown, and to know that, okay, you know, this big, even not even necessarily like a big celebrity, but other people go through what I go through or feel how I feel, is so impactful. So what's been the most difficult time in your life that you've managed to pick yourself up from?
I'd say, so I was in, again, not many people know this, so it's something that I think is a really good reflection to show you that it's real. Things happen. Mm. Like, your life could look so perfect on social media and it's really, it might not be. Mm. So one thing I'd say is I was in a pretty difficult relationship. I'd been going out with this person since about 16 years old. Mm. And it was quite a manipulative and abusive relationship I was in. And it didn't end very well. Like, it was all over the place, which is hence why I kind of wrote a breakup blog, because I'm completely out of it now. I've been set free. I'm able to just move on with my life. Mm. But I was in a relationship for almost 3 years, and it was a big chunk of my development period of growing into a young adult. And I felt like throughout that whole time, I used to question, like, why am I not happy? What is wrong? Like, something in my body is saying, you're not happy. Something isn't right. But you go through a phase of, obviously, manipulation and all of that does happen. So I felt like that was probably the lowest point. And now that I'm out of it, you can really watch and realize how deep in you were. Yeah. And you realize that when you come out of it, and I think one day I just plucked up the courage and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm done with it. Mm. And I have not looked back since. And I'm now able to, I knew it would be a really hard process. I knew it was going to be the most difficult thing I probably have to deal with. Mm. And I just thought, no, the one thing I kept telling myself was, it's temporary. It's literally temporary. The feeling is temporary. It will go. I've just got to not bury it. I need to just let it bubble up to the surface, sit with it, and just let it just ride it out until it doesn't hurt anymore. And I did that. I think it's just gone way over 6 months now, so it's gone for a while. And I think I just really focused on myself throughout that period, on self-love, on picking myself back up, to making sure I feel good in myself. Of course, like, cutting contact, all of that stuff. And the most important thing was having supportive people around you. So I've been so fortunate to have my friends, my family, people around me that have always looked after me and always been there for me. So I'd say that was probably the most difficult thing to overcome at such a young age. Mm. But when you're out of it, you realise, like, how well you've done. Like, how well you've done. And I feel like being in a relationship with a narcissist, it is one of them that it happens a lot. Like, it happens a lot, whether it be the girl that is or the boy that is. And it's something that I think quite a few people would be able to relate to. And this is for anyone out there who is in that at the moment. Like, you just run with it. Listen to yourself. I feel like if anything I could go back and tell myself was that weird feeling, listen to it. Stop ignoring it. Stop giving excuses for it. You know, your body will tell you when it's not right for you. And when it's not right for you, you need to let it go and move on. Because the level up you get after it is incredible. Okay. It's incredible. You get your spirit back. You get everything back that, unfortunately, you once lost. So I feel like that's something that maybe some people could relate to. And yeah, my advice would be just run with it. Mm. Get out and just don't look backwards.
Yeah. Oh, that's so powerful. I'm going to... That's how they enter different paths. So like you were saying about the narcissists, being in narcissistic relationships, that's actually one of the episodes that we did. We spoke to someone who's a Brunel alumni, and again, I don't remember which corner of YouTube, but it'll appear in one of them, that we actually spoke about that and saying, in that episode, we were talking about how impactful relationships can be. That links to my next point, which is actually our mic check. So as you guys know, we talk about interesting things, facts, figures, resources that you guys can check out. They were MC of the Month for not the previous episode, but the episode before that. And their names are Hayley and Sterling Record. And they have a podcast. It's called For the Record. I definitely would recommend you listen to it because they actually deal with a lot of interesting things. Their conversation did... So I went to an event that they spoke at before they sort of announced their podcast, and it was really impactful to hear some of the stuff they were saying about like relationships, because I think, like we sort of said here, self-love is very important, and one of the things that they sort of emphasize to their podcast is you can't love someone else until you love yourself. 100%. And one of the impacting things that they even discussed was, like we said, was the idea of daddy issues. So Hayley, her dad died when she was very young, so she didn't grow up with father figure, so to speak. She said her stepdad came in, but she didn't respect him. Yeah. They've got a whole episode where it dives into that. Sterling, his dad left when he was quite young, and he explained how that sort of impacted him. But I think, like what you said, I wouldn't say I'm a huge How I Met Your Mother fan, but there's a really impactful line that about an episode that they do, which was all about the idea of baggage, and it was saying that everyone sort of carries, even if they don't think it, from every relationship, you carry something to the next one. Yes. And they were saying that unless you truly have like a break where, like you said, like, you know, you reflect, you think about, how did you get here? Why were you in that relationship? Especially if it was a long one. To reflect on yourself, to deal with sort of all this stuff that's happened, you'll never actually move on, and you'll never sort of heal. I think that's really impactful, like what you were saying, because I think even for myself, like, that's something that I've done a lot. I didn't journal for a long time. I didn't used to journal, but someone gave me a journal in 2019, and since then I've done a form of journaling since. But like you said, it's a nice way also to get out of your head and sort of put yourself, get yourself out of your head and not have to deal with the situation, so to speak. We're going to go on to our next question, which is, what advice would you give to young people who are aspiring to follow in your footsteps, whether that's to go into modelling, whether that's to start their own blog? What advice would you give to them?
So first things first, to any aspiring models, I definitely say go for it. Hmm. Just go for it. If you feel you've got what it takes, or if you really want to get into it and go for it, just do it. Don't let anything hold you back. Another thing I definitely say is never fear rejection. Mm. Rejection is probably the thing you hear most in the industry. Mm. I mean, I'm at a level now where I get a lot more yeses, but I still get no's all the time. And that's something that you have to deal with as a model. You have to deal with rejection on pretty much a daily basis. Mm. You could be traveling to 2 hours away, go for a 2-minute casting, which is like an interview, meet the client for them to say, okay. And you walk out and you might never get a call back. And you may find that they've said no, but you can't take that personally. You have to just purely understand that it's not you. Mm. It's just the fact that your look or your vibe is not fit for the type of shoot or campaign they're wanting to do. So definitely never fear rejection, because it is a harsh industry. You do get mean comments still nowadays, not as much now, but you still can get them. So you've got to be able to be, I think, definitely confident in yourself. I know a lot of people that have gone into it and their confidence levels are not the best. They think going into it is going to boost their confidence by the ideology of being a model. But if anything, it can knock your confidence, as I've seen it do to many people. So definitely go into it confident. Know that as well, you're not necessarily, yeah, technically you're competing against other people, but I never view it as competition. So don't view it as competition. Don't walk into a room thinking you're better than everyone, because that will come back to bite you. It will not work well. And also walk in confident, happy in yourself. I'd say to any aspiring models, in order to get into it, have a look at getting some Polaroids, which are just simple photos against a wall. Send them to agencies. If you don't hear back, don't be disheartened. It may be that you're not right at this point in time, so you could try again later. Or you never know. So it could always work out well for you, but I definitely say go for it. Another thing I'd actually say about modeling is one thing I've learned from a friend of mine. If you're a new model that's starting out or you've been doing it for a little while, never be afraid to stand your ground, I think, in this industry. So sometimes you succumb to other people's power and you'll just let them walk all over you sometimes, and that's not the way to go about it. I think you've got to be confident enough to stick up for yourself. You've got to be confident enough to realise, hold on, this doesn't feel right. Let me say something or let me do something. If you don't want to do something, don't feel it's not by force. It may feel sometimes that it feels a bit forced, but just have that kind of confidence to be able to stand your ground and say, no, I'm not doing it. Like, technically, at the end of the day, you're self-employed. So you pick whoever your agent is, you're making them money. So definitely just remember where you stand. Obviously, big thing, always keep humble, stay humble, always. And just enjoy it. It's not for everyone, so it's always worth trying it out. And if it's not for you, it's not for you, but at least you can say you've done it. With regards to a blog, again, do it. Don't fear anything. Don't fear what people think about you. I think that's one thing you kind of just have to get over, whether it be posting online, on social media, TikTok. Blogging's the same. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've done blogs where I'll look back and I'm like, oh, that was so, why did I write that? That was just not how I wanted it to come out. But it's okay, as long as you get your content out there, there'll be someone that wants to read it. There's always someone that wants to read it, and there'll always be someone that is inspired by what you say or what you have to say. So definitely just go for it. Don't fear judgment.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And I think all your advice applies not only if you're going into blogs or modeling, but also just in life, which is so important. And I think as well, like you said, just getting started and not thinking about the numbers to begin with, like just focus on one. That's one of the things that I've always said when we started the podcast, even to this date, like as long as one person out there is impacted by one episode that we do, that makes me happy. Thank you for that. We've now come to the last question before we go into passing mic, where I will of course not physically pass the mic, but I will hand over to Asha to interview me for a bit. How do you maintain your physical and mental health while juggling multiple responsibilities? Because obviously you've got modeling and you've got you've got your blog and you've got personal life, and and I know even from being a student, but also I'm on placement and I've got the podcast, and it can be a lot sometimes. How do you sort of maintain that sort of, I think especially with mental health, because I think for a lot of, especially for for anyone, for physical health, they might be like, oh yeah, you know, just ensure that, you know, you wake up early. Not saying you have to be like The Rock and wake up at 4 in the morning, but you know, it might be go to the gym. But I think mental health is probably, I mean, they're equally important, but I think mental, especially for young people, if you're dealing with exams and, you know, personal pressures and things that, it can feel like a lot sometimes. It was just basically to ask you,
So with regards to mental health, so again, as I said earlier, I'm very particular with my morning routines. Mornings are very important to me. I don't necessarily wake up at 4 a.m. of course, if I'm working, yes, and it's horrible, but I prioritise mornings and evenings. So, for instance, in the morning, again, I've written a blog on my morning routine. So I usually will get up, whatever time, if I've got a day off or I'm not working, I'm just an early riser. I go to bed very late, very early. But I wake up around 7:30. I'll usually sit in my bed and I'll do a gratitude list. So I write 10 points of things that I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what am I grateful for today? Starting my morning with gratitude is very important. I think it really, really impacts your mental health in a positive way. It just allows you to see life in a different picture, because you forget, I think people forget that there's so much to be grateful for in this life, whether it be you even got a bed to sleep in, like you're waking up in fresh covers, or you can walk to the bathroom and have toothpaste, brush your teeth, little things like that. So I start my morning with 10 points. I usually do my journaling in the morning. So I kind of set an intention for the day of what I want to do today. I also plan out my days. So being a model, your schedule is all over the place. It's really hard to keep a set schedule and a set routine because it changes daily. But I'll try and plan out my day ahead. So, for instance, on my days off, I'll still get up. I'll then do my morning stuff. I'll do my skincare. I'll then go have some breakfast, go to the gym, usually like a yoga class if I've got time. And then I'll come home and get on with my day. Usually we'll get on with some sort of blogging on a day off. But even, for instance, before jobs or castings for that matter, I'll ensure to kind of just really... I'll make sure to wake up about 40 minutes before I need to. So, even before jobs, if I've got, a 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. wake up call, I'm so dedicated to my morning routine that I'll set an alarm. I'll give myself 40 minutes to do my morning, my gratitude list, my journaling, because it really gets you in the mind frame ready for the day. It's actually weird. I feel like when I don't do it, my day can go shit. My day can go to shit. So it's not always the best. So I usually prioritize that. If I don't have time to do it in the morning, I'll do it on the train when I'm traveling, on my notes or something. So I tend to do that. So I think doing my morning routine definitely helps my mental health. In the evenings, I usually like to turn my phone off about 30 minutes before bed. I don't like looking at a screen before bed, which I think a lot of young people, even older people in this matter, everyone watches something before bed. I feel like your quality of sleep is just reduced drastically. Like it's not the best. I mean, I've been guilty of it. Sometimes I'll be on my phone and then I'll sleep and I'll be like waking up in the morning thinking, I feel so tired. Why am I so tired? So I usually turn my phone off. I don't want any sort of light before bed. I'll read, or even if I just sit there and listen to waves on Spotify, the sound of waves, I'll just do that. It makes you fall asleep quicker. So I usually do that. And then in terms of physical health, of course, the gym. A lot of people believe that models have a strict diet, which I think it used to be like that back in the day, but I mean, and I eat what I want to eat. I eat what I want to eat at the end of the day. So I make sure my meals are balanced. Everything's got to be balanced. My diet's got to be balanced. I eat a good amount of veg, protein. I have carbs, everything. A whole tub of chocolate ice cream if I need chocolate ice cream. And I just keep it balanced. I make sure I do go to the gym. I think a lot of people nowadays love the idea of the gym. It just it does make you feel better mentally and physically, of course. So I go to the gym. I do a lot of walking day to day anyway. But of course, it's very hard to do that when I'm in London or if I'm traveling for work. So I tend to be really honest, on days that I am traveling and it's a late night and I get back to Leicester at 10, 11 p.m. at night, I don't have time to go to the gym. I literally do not have time and my routine will go all over the place. But what would happen is, sometimes I may get the day a day off the next day. So I'll flip myself back into routine, go back to the gym. I mean, there's been times where you'd be at a hotel and it's like, I need to squeeze in a workout. I'm just doing an ab one on the floor quick. At least it's something.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think it is a difficult thing to do. I think I'm not 100% there yet. I wouldn't even sit here and say I've completely got it under control because I haven't yet. I'm still learning as well. I'm still learning how to balance things, making sure everything's in balance. I think it's just the case of the biggest one is prioritizing mental health, especially in the industry I go into, as well as obviously just keeping on top, making sure you're looking after your body and nurturing on all your needs.
Wow. Yeah, amazing advice. I don't have anything to add. we're going to go on to passing the mic, where I'm going to go into the guest seat. Astra's prepared some questions for me. Could you let me know what those are?
Yes. So what would you say is your biggest goal in life and with this podcast?
Gosh. Biggest goal, I think, is, well, I've always wanted to start a business and to run a business myself. So my biggest goal would probably be that, to own a podcast studio, to have like an office space where I have a team and we're creating content. Some of it is like fun stuff, some of it's funny, and some of it is educational and things like that. That would be probably my biggest goal, is just running not like an empire, but like running a podcast. And like, I mean, we are a podcast network, so making that my full-time job and like running that and doing that every day. Because yeah, like I said, I do love doing stuff and pick up the mic. Yeah, I'd love to have like a team and to do it full-time and stuff.
So, that's
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, thank
wow.
you.
I love that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just, I think, I think, especially through the work that I've done with Pick Up the Mic already, I know that there are a lot of students that could, not even just students, but there are a lot of people that could benefit from these conversations.
Yeah.
And like I've always said that as a team, like if there's something that we say or we, you know, a resource we recommend, we're not paid to recommend it.
Yeah.
Like we are like looking for sponsorship, and there will maybe in this episode, maybe in another episode, have some sort of information on that. But anything I sort of like, any company that I work with, essentially, is because I agree with what they're doing. I wouldn't work with someone just because, oh yeah, they're a big name, or they're going to help to elevate the podcast, or we're going to have an argument on the podcast, so we're going to have like, content that way.
That's important, though. I think that's very important. It kind of shows you as a character, which is amazing, because it does get like that. I think people will pick a name over kind of what someone actually is about. Someone without a name might add more value in that aspect. But I think that's amazing that you stay true to yourself.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, that's literally, again, like everything's just been lining up, so I've been leading up into it. But yeah, I will be saying the MC of the month just shortly, but I think that's why we even do the MC of the month, because like even like the guest speakers, like I've always said that I've never paid someone to be on the podcast. Actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. But like anyone I've invited on, it's not because I've been like, oh yeah, you're a big name, I will pay you so you can elevate the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, if I forgot, like, actually, no, you've got a really interesting story that I think people need to hear, like, I will bring you on because I think your story is going to impact the people that listen to our podcast. There is no one that I, and I've always said that I will never work with a company or work with someone or sign like an agreement if I don't agree with what the company does. Because then basically Pick Up the Mic's not true to its values. We say that we're an open and honest place where people can have conversations that are difficult. It's a safe space. So yeah, I never want that as our mission to change.
I think that's really nice. It's really important.
Thank you so much. But yeah, like I said, it nicely leads on to the MC of the month. And I apologise because my schedule's been super busy. So I do have an MC of the month, but I genuinely have forgotten their name. But I know I follow them on Instagram with Pick Up the Mic. So I just need, there we go. The MC of the month is this guy called Sean. I'm going to butcher his last name. But I think it's Olu... Oh, okay, his name will appear. But essentially, the reason why he's the MC of the month is because, to me personally, he shares really good, useful mental health tips regarding just life. And especially with social media, I would recommend, like, he's got a YouTube page, he's got an Instagram page, I think he might have TikTok as well. But he a lot of the things he talks about are really interesting. So like you said, about screen time, he spoke about that, and he's offered advice. He's spoken about like the doom scrolling of just endlessly scrolling through TikTok or Instagram reels and things like that. He's spoken about like how he's done stuff like gratitude journals. He's got a free ebook that you can check out. So yeah, and I think especially because, I mean, I say this like I'm not young, like I'm a young person, but I think it's interesting that like young people do a lot of, like he's 25 and he's doing all of this. Like, I don't know if this is his full-time job, but that to me is incredible. Even like, for example, the work that you're doing, like you are younger than me, but I would even argue that I feel like you're more, like you are more driven head and you know what you're doing than I do. And I think that's incredible. So yeah, that's our MC of the month. We'll put a link to his Instagram and YouTube channel in the description below. But yeah, we've gone to the the second last section of the podcast, which is basically, Asha, if someone just joined, we call it our takeaway section, where we deliver tips and knowledge. But if someone just came into, let's say they just came into the room and they missed the rest of the conversation, what's the one piece of everything we've discussed that you'd say, like, that's what they should go home with?
I'd say, my catchphrase, change the world by being yourself.
Wow.
Just exactly that. Okay. Nothing I need to add to that. Just change the world by being yourself.
Oh, wow. And on that note, we're going to wrap things up. It's been amazing, Asha, to speak to you.
Thank you.
Like I said, for, like, again, I sound super old, but, like, you're so accomplished, so driven head, and to be at that point at your age is incredible, and this is something that I know, even as myself, I still deal with today.
Yeah.
But that's so impactful, and I think, yeah, like I said before, a lot of people are, if they're not already impacted, they're going to be impacted by the amazing things that you're doing. So thank you. If there's anyone watching and they want to know a bit more, anyone listening and they want to know a bit more about you, they want to share out a blog, where should they go?
So go to my website. So it's www.asharaka.com. And my Instagram is asha_raka.
Oh, perfect. Well, you heard it here first. Thank you to you, our wonderful audience, for coming on and watching another episode of The Student Guide. If you liked it, a like, comment, subscribe is always appreciated. If you want to know more about our upcoming episodes or new things that are coming out, just make sure you click the notification bell. The link is, the bell's in below the video. Finally, if you want to know more about some perks, you want to support the podcast, check out our Patreon page. The link to that is in the description. But we're now closing The Student Guide. And we'll see you all in our next episode, which is our 49th episode. And then, we'll have a big surprise that we'll announce in the next episode. So, keep an eye out for that.